Welcome to the Bonding with ASI podcast. I'm Susan Sutton, editor of Adhesives and Sealants Industry. We're joined today by Mike Brazai, who serves as a senior consultant with the ChemQuest Group. Mike has put together our annual Raw Materials and Chemicals Overview article for the past couple of years. Hello, Mike. Thanks for taking the time to join us.
Thanks, Susan. Happy to be here.
Well, there's no doubt in my mind that many folks in the industry have had just literal nightmares about the supply chain situation in the past several months. It's been such a crazy time.
This is true. Yes. It's been quite disruptive, but things are picking back up.
Wonderful. That's good to hear. But before we dig into some industry specifics, could we pull back the lens a little bit and take a look at the overall economy? How are things looking in the U.S. and globally?
Sure. So earlier this year, the IMF projected the global economy to grow by 6% this year, 2021, and 4.9% in 2022. Now, this forecast has remained unchanged, although there were some revisions. So for emerging markets and developing economies, forecasts to their growth have been marked down, especially for emerging Asia. Contrast that to the advanced economies, where forecasts for their growth have been revised up. Now, it is my understanding that these forecasts really depend on developments of policy with respect to the pandemic. So that's really the caveat that is having effect on this forecast for growth overall. Now, when we're talking about the U.S., there has been some declination in U.S. consumer spending. Specifically last month, especially, there was a drawback in consumer activity and spending. Once again, I think this has something to do with the Delta variant movement in that kind of disruptive force. But nonetheless, spending is still above pre-pandemic levels. So that's positive for the U.S. Mm-hmm. And moreover, industrial production, which is obviously very important for us, has performed quite well in July, specifically regarding the manufacturing component of industrial production. In July, we had a 1.4% increase in industrial production for manufacturing goods from the previous month. So things are looking fairly strong in the U.S. China, on the other hand, there has been some indicators where there's a deceleration of growth in China's economy. Recent data on retail sales, industrial production, fixed asset investment indicates healthy growth, but this is significantly slower than the previous pace of growth. And so investors are a little wary on China's growth prospects, but overall, we should see steady growth in line with the IMF's projections.
Okay. What are some trends you're seeing in the chemical industry?
Right. So as you alluded to earlier, you really can't not mention the supply chain issues and production disruptions a lot of companies in chemicals have experienced due to COVID, of course, but also Winter Storm Uri that hit Texas early this year and knocked out a substantial amount of production. I think I saw a statistic where in July, last month, 85% of chemical distributors reported at least one imported item being out of stock. So obviously, this the winter storm had a disruptive effect on the overall value chain. However, as I'm looking to the second half of this year and the beginning of next year, things should kind of even out a little bit, and some of the backlog of customer orders and supply pressures from the impact of Winter Storm Uri should subside. From a margin perspective, U.S. and European chemical margins are at their highest level ever. So, companies in our space are profitable and have great margin profiles. However, if there is any declination to earnings, obviously that growth prospect will be tempered. But really, companies in our space are confident. There's a high level of pent-up demand from the retail, housing, and manufacturing sectors. Looking downstream to some of the end markets that our products are play a vital role in. Markets like automotive, construction, and industrial are reopening, and so we should expect to see robust demand in a lot of the end markets that our products participate in.
Well, we rely quite heavily on petrochemical feedstocks for adhesives and sealants. What are some of the issues influencing oil prices right now?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, it all starts upstream at oil and how that cascades down throughout our value chain. And so obviously the price of crude oil is extremely pertinent to our outlook of the chemical industry. The price with respect to Brent crude oil specifically is up. It's at around $75 a barrel now. In July. And that was up about $2 from June. And that's up about $25 a barrel from the end of 2020. So obviously pricing has been up. OPEC had a meeting in July. Unfortunately, that meeting concluded without them reaching an agreement on future production cuts and adjustments to baseline production levels. And this disagreement, or rather this lack of agreement, had a volatile effect, an increasing price effect on crude oil. I think looking, at the remainder of this year, it should stay, pricing of crude oil should stay at this elevated rate over $70 a barrel. But I think in 2022, with continuing growth in production from OPEC and accelerating growth in the U.S. Oil production, I think prices will temper out to around $65, $66 a barrel in 2022.
What are some trends that you're seeing for some of the specific materials we use for adhesives and sealants?
Right. So the upstream pricing dynamics of our building block raw materials and inputs has an effect on the cascading downstream materials that are germane to the specialty chemical space. I like to use ICIS has a great petrochemical index tracker that they maintain, and it's literally called the ICIS petrochemical index, and I use it quite extensively. And it basically aggregates raw material pricing for materials that are obviously germane to the adhesive and sealant market, as well as the overall petrochemical and CASE market. So last month in July, there was a 1.6% increase in raw material pricing in the petrochemical index. So pricing is up. specifically, you know, when we're looking at different regions in Asia, the steepest increase was with respect to butadiene, benzene, paraxylene. You know, these materials in Asia had price increases, certainly. You know, prices for all plastics were up as well, with the exception of PVC, methanol, polystyrene, and propylene. But overall, prices have been inflated and are expected to stay somewhat inflated. However, as mentioned earlier, I think as production continues to increase the demand, the robust demand that we've experienced maintains its grip, we should see a tempering of raw material pricing and pricing pressure on companies in the adhesive and sealant industry.
Well, thank you again, Mike. There's so many different factors in play. I really appreciate you taking the time to share your insights with us today.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. And I look forward to speaking with you again.
Absolutely. And thanks, of course, to our listeners for tuning into the Bonding with ASI podcast. If you haven't had a chance to yet, please take a minute to give us a review and a rating, and don't forget to follow us. For additional details, read the 2021 Raw Materials and Chemicals Overview on adhesivesmag.com or visit chemquest.com.